Okay, let's unpack this. If you followed how automation has evolved, well, you've seen the journey. We started with machines handling physical grunt work, right? Then AI came along to tackle repetitive digital tasks, making things faster, more efficient.
And an early sort of familiar step in that digital automation was the simple chatbot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that grew into more sophisticated agentic AI.
Yeah.
So a single AI model built for a specific dedicated job.
Like one AI just for customer service inquiries, maybe?
Exactly. Or another specifically for sniffing out fraudulent transactions. Very specialized.
But what struck me in the source material we're diving into today is how clearly it lays out the limits of that single agent approach. They kind of hit walls.
They do.
One AI trying to do everything for a complex task gets overloaded. And these specialized AIs, they often operate in isolation, you know.
Disconnected.
Yeah, totally disconnected. And critically, they struggle to adapt quickly when things change in real time. That's a big one the source points out.
And the source really highlights this, calling these limitations gaps in automation. These are the points where the single AI just can't handle the whole workflow.
So a human has to step in.
A human has to skip in, yeah. Connect data from different systems or
Yeah.
manage exceptions, things like that.
Okay, so here's where the shift discussed in the source gets really interesting. Instead of building one single, increasingly complex AI trying to be a master of everything.
Which sounds brittle anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The move is towards deploying multiple specialized AI agents that aren't just coexisting, but are actively working together.
Collaborating. And for this deep dive, our mission is really to get to the heart of that shift
Right.
based on what the source material tells us.
Right.
We want to understand this concept of multi-agent AI, what it actually is, why businesses see it as the necessary next step in automation.
And what it really means for how complex systems will operate going forward.
Precisely.
So, kicking us off, how does the source define this multi-agent AI system? It's clearly more than just having a few AIs around, right?
Oh, absolutely. The source describes it not just as a collection, but specifically as a network of intelligent AIs. The key word is collaboration.
Collaboration. Okay.
They're designed to work together to automate these really complex workflows. Each agent is specialized, it has a specific role.
But they talk to each other.
Yes, they communicate, they share information, and they learn from each other within this connected environment.
Okay, so they're like a team, essentially. The source uses that analogy, right? A high-performance team.
That's the one.
The idea is you have the best player for each position, and they like pass the ball, communicate plays, adapt based on what the other team is doing.
Precisely. It's about ensuring the most capable AI for the job handles its specific part of the overall system.
Right.
And this specialization, combined with that coordination, is what the source says drives faster execution, smarter decisions.
And it even allows the system to self-improve over time.
Yeah, that's a key point. They leverage machine learning, obviously predictive analytics, to anticipate needs or outcomes and reasoning capabilities to handle those complex multi-step processes. It requires understanding context and, the relationships between actions.
So instead of one giant, maybe fragile model.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have these specialized agents that divide the problem, conquer their part, and then optimize together in real time.
Got it. And the source breaks down the structure. There are core components. You've got the agents themselves.
Yep, the specialized AI models we just talked about, customer service expert, inventory manager, whatever it is.
And they operate within an environment. What does that mean exactly?
That's basically the digital ecosystem they interact with. So your CRM system, transaction logs, real-time data feeds.
Anything they need to see or act upon.
Right, all the data sources and systems they connect to.
Okay, and how do they actually talk to each other? That seems absolutely crucial.
It is. That's the interactions component. The source highlights this as vital. It's how they communicate and share insights.
So, like specific protocols,
Yep.
APIs.
Yeah, think structured protocols, APIs, maybe shared data spaces. This communication allows for that coordinated decision-making in action. It prevents those gaps we mentioned earlier.
Right, the gaps where humans had to step in before.
Exactly.
And finally, organization, how the team functions.
Yes. This can be more rigidly structured, where roles and interactions are predefined, or it can be more self-organizing.
Self-organizing, how does that work?
Well, the agents might dynamically adjust their behavior or their priorities, or even how they allocate resources based on the changing environment and their interactions with each other. More fluid.
Okay, now this is where the comparison the source makes between single agent and multi-agent systems really clarifies why this is such a big deal. It lays out the differences point by point.
It's a really useful comparison.
Like, behavior single agents operate in isolation, independently. Hmm. Multi-agent systems, they're a network, constantly collaborating.
And that fundamental difference, it just flows into everything else, like architecture.
Right. A single agent is often monolithic, one big block of code trying to do it all.
Yeah. Hard to change, hard to update. Whereas multi-agent systems are modular, decentralized. You can swap out or upgrade individual agents without rebuilding the whole thing.
Which directly impacts communication. Single agents, basically none with other AIs. Mm-hmm. Multi-agents, they're constantly interacting, sharing data, sharing insights.
Then there's scalability. This is a huge differentiator, the source points out.
Yeah.
Single agents, they hit a complexity wall. They're just hard to scale efficiently. Multi-agent systems, they're inherently more scalable.
You just add or remove specialized agents as needed?
Pretty much, yeah. Without redesigning the whole architecture. Much more flexible.
And that links to adaptability. Single agents can be rigid, right? They struggle with unexpected changes.
Very rigid, often static. But multi-agents are designed to be flexible, adaptive. They can react dynamically to real-time shifts in the market or customer needs.
And then there's fault tolerance. That seems important for business systems.
Crucial. If your single monolithic agent breaks, your whole automated process might just stop cold.
Right. Everything grinds to a halt.
But with multi-agent systems, if one agent fails, the others can often continue operating. Or the system might reroute tasks. It maintains resilience.
Higher uptime, basically.
Definitely. And finally, decision-making. Single agents often follow linear, sort of pre-programmed rules.
If this, then that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Multi-agent systems, though, they're multi-layered and adaptive. Decisions evolve based on feedback from the environment and all those interactions between the agents.
Okay, to really make this tangible, the source uses that e-commerce example. Let's walk through that.
Good idea. So think about a basic single AI chatbot. Maybe it handles simple FAQs, right?
Yeah, what are your opening hours? How do I return an item? Stuff like that.
Exactly. But it hits a wall if you ask about, say, current stock levels for a specific product or where your shipment is right now, because that data lives in different systems.
Right. The chatbot can't see the inventory database or the shipping tracker, so the human agent has to step in.
Open up different programs, find the info, connect the dots for the customer, slows things down.
Okay, now picture the multi-agent version from the source.
Right. So you have a customer AI interacting with you, the user.
Okay.
If you ask about stock, it doesn't have to be the inventory system itself. It communicates instantly behind the scenes with the dedicated inventory AI.
Ah, so it queries the specialist.
Exactly. And maybe the inventory AI sees stock is low, but website traffic for that item is high. It might then automatically alert, say, the marketing AI or the pricing AI.
Oh, okay. So the marketing AI might pause an ad campaign for that item because stock is low.
Could do, yeah. And the pricing AI might check competitor prices, see the scarcity, and maybe apply a small dynamic surcharge.
And this is all happening agent to agent, without a human manually connecting those pieces.
That's the core idea. That coordination is key. The agents communicate, they share context, trigger actions across different functions, marketing, pricing, inventory in milliseconds. This ability to self-optimize and adapt across an entire business process, not just doing one isolated task, that's the core advantage the source is really emphasizing.
It removes those bottlenecks we talked about.
Exactly. And speeds everything up dramatically.
So building on that, what are the big picture advantages the source highlights? It sounds like it's not just faster, it's different.
It is fundamentally different. It unlocks new capabilities. There's autonomy and hyper-efficiency. Agents making instant decisions independently, sometimes without needing central approval for every little thing, leads to much faster execution.
Okay. And collaboration and continuous optimization. That sounds powerful.
It is. Agents share data. They learn from each other's successes or failures. They refine strategies collectively. The entire system gets smarter over time, not just one part.
And the real-time adaptability and responsiveness, that means reacting instantly to, I don't know, a sudden market shift.
Exactly. Or unexpected customer behaviors or supply chain disruptions. They can coordinate a response across the whole system, basically in real time.
Yeah. Which ties into that inherent flexibility and scalability. Businesses can evolve their automation strategies just by adding, removing, or maybe retraining specific agents as their needs change.
Mm-hmm. No need for a massive overhaul every time.
And they offer self-organization and coordination, What does that look like in practice?
It could mean agents dynamically prioritizing tasks among themselves or allocating resources efficiently, even resolving minor conflicts without needing constant human oversight for every detail.
Which leads back to greater robustness and reliability. We touched on this, but if one agent has an issue,
the system as a whole is designed to adapt. Others pick up the slack, or tasks get rerouted. You get higher fault tolerance compared to having that single point of failure.
Okay. Now, what's also interesting is how multi-agent AI doesn't exist in a vacuum. It integrates with other leading AI tech, right? Makes them even more powerful.
Absolutely. The source mentions leveraging, for instance, large language models, LLMs, not just for conversation, but for complex reasoning, understanding context, makes the agents smarter in their interactions.
And reinforcement learning, how does that fit in?
That helps agents learn the best strategies through trial and error over time. They get better at making decisions without someone having to explicitly program every single rule. They learn from experience.
Okay. And neural networks for pattern recognition.
Yeah, helps agents spot subtle trends, predict outcomes more accurately, maybe personalize interactions much more effectively based on patterns they detect.
And the source even touches on integrations with things like blockchain. That seems specific.
Yeah, for certain applications, especially where trust and secure data sharing are paramount, think finance or maybe supply chain provenance. Blockchain could provide a secure, transparent ledger for agent interactions.
Interesting. And edge computing.
That's about processing data right where it's generated, closer to the source. For multi-agent systems needing lightning-fast reactions, think autonomous vehicles or real-time industrial control edge computing allows for that immediate processing and decision-making.
Got it. Now, it's vital to have a balanced view. This all sounds amazing, but the source doesn't shy away from the challenges, does it? Setting these up sounds hard.
It is complex, no doubt about it. Building the communication frameworks between agents, integrating all the necessary data sources, training them to work together effectively, that's a significant undertaking.
It's not plug and play.
Definitely not. And they are power hungry. You need serious computing power to handle all that real-time data processing, analysis, and communication. That means infrastructure investment, storage, processing. It adds up.
And security must be a big concern.
Huge. With agents constantly exchanging potentially sensitive data, robust security measures are absolutely paramount. You're creating more connection points, which can mean more potential vulnerabilities if not secured properly.
Right. And what about coordination issues? Can agents disagree?
They can, yeah. If agents aren't perfectly aligned in their goals, or maybe their training data was slightly different, you could potentially run into conflicting decisions or actions that actually reduce overall efficiency instead of improving it. Getting that alignment right is tricky.
And finally, the ongoing costs. It's not just the initial build, is it?
No. You've got continuous monitoring, regular updates, ongoing optimization to make sure the system keeps performing well and adapting correctly. That requires dedicated resources and expertise. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
So it's a serious commitment, but the source does suggest ways to approach it, right? You don't have to boil the ocean immediately.
Exactly. It suggests strategies like starting with smaller, more contained multi-agent systems to solve a specific problem first. Get some wins, learn the process.
Or using platforms.
Yeah, or exploring platforms that are specifically designed to offer multi-agent capabilities without requiring you to build absolutely everything from scratch. It mentions ThinkStack AI as one example, noting its focus on providing these kinds of capabilities in perhaps a more accessible way for businesses looking for a first step.
So kind of easing into it, potentially.
Could be an option, yeah. Provide some of the benefits without maybe all the upfront complexity of a fully bespoke system right away.
Okay. So synthesizing all this, the core message from the source seems pretty clear. Multi-agent AI isn't just a minor upgrade to automation. It feels like a fundamental shift.
It really does. A shift towards more complex, yes, but also more dynamic and resilient systems. It's about harnessing that power of collaboration and specialization among intelligent agents.
And this is why it matters to you listening right now. This isn't just some future sci-fi concept.
Not at all. It's being deployed now. In industries you interact with every day, it's making your online shopping experience smoother, potentially making supply chains more efficient.
We're seeing it in finance, healthcare, manufacturing. It's fundamentally changing how businesses operate behind the scenes.
Definitely. And importantly, as the source notes, the goal isn't typically about full human replacement. It's more about augmentation.
Right. The AI handles the complex automation, the massive data analysis, provides insights humans couldn't possibly get on their own.
But human oversight remains crucial for strategy, for creativity, for ethical decision-making, for handling those truly novel situations the AI hasn't seen before.
Yeah, the human element is still key.
Absolutely. And the source leaves us with this really compelling vision for the future. It states something like, the future lies in self-learning, decentralized AI ecosystems.
Okay.
Multi-agent AI will become more autonomous, scalable, and capable of handling intricate decision-making.
Which really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What entirely new, incredibly intricate problems might we actually be able to solve?
Yeah.
When intelligent agents can not only specialize and dynamically learn, but also coordinate entirely on their own across these vast interconnected systems.
What becomes possible then?
It's a pretty powerful thought to leave with you.